Welcome to the St. George's Leeds Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy the talk.
Good evening, everyone. So my name is Katya. I am a postgrad student here in Leeds, and a fairly new face to St. George's. I moved to the UK and to Leeds in September, so it's been like fast 8 months, but I've enjoyed getting to know everyone. So if you see me around, please do say hello. I love hearing all the fun accents every time. I might ask you to repeat something, but yeah, please do say hello. So in preparing for tonight's talk, a photo reappeared on my phone, like an old memory, kind of one of those like notifications your phone does. So this is me at 9 years old. I was meeting my favorite author at the time, and I had all my questions ready for her and did not hold back. And so I thought it was quite fitting that this photo just reappeared, because tonight we'll be thinking about childlikeness, what Jesus has to say about it, and kind of what it might practically look like for us to live out this calling of coming to God first and foremost as a child of his. And so to do that, we'll be hanging out in Matthew 18, verses 1 through 5. So I'll just read through the passage. We'll kind of unpack a little bit of the key aspects of Jesus' message, and then finally briefly look at two kind of practical ways we can live this out. So the passage reads that about that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. Then he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me." So this is an interesting series of verses because it centers around this question being posed to Jesus. But in true Jesus fashion, he flips the question upside down. The disciples aren't necessarily concerned with how to experience the kingdom of God. Kind of they're more concerned about like a specific status to attain. And so the way Jesus answered is very unexpected, that to experience God and his kingdom in full glory requires humility like a child. But this idea of an upside down kingdom is not a new idea. We see it kind of illustrated often throughout scripture, where death actually leads to life, power is perfected in weakness, and the least become the greatest. And so it's very clear that childlike faith and childlike humility is incredibly valued by God. And so I think it's kind of helpful to have some type of loose definition to apply to this idea of childlike humility. So there should be some words up on the screen of kind of some that came to mind when I'm thinking about both words. So on kind of on the left side, on childlike side, you see qualities that unfortunately tend to fade a little bit as we experience life and brokenness. And then on the right side with humility, qualities that we try to hang on to. And so to Jesus's point, I think there's a way we can live that kind of holds firm to both of those words. And that's kind of what we're being called to through these verses. And so this way of living requires some adjustments, but following Jesus involves many moments of being called higher, so we can't be too surprised. But these two points in the next slide, remaining in awe and embracing submission, are heart postures that we'll end this talk looking at as it points us towards a life that receives God's love like a child would. And so on the next slide, I returned to Leeds a few days ago after visiting my hometown in Texas. I happened to be there during a solar eclipse. And so it was super casual Monday, just got to see that. But I tried to not like move over the fact or become numb to the idea that for a moment, like this insane thing is happening in the sky. And also just try to remember that like in a single moment, we're all, like millions of people are looking up to the sky, looking at the same view. And it was just kind of incredible. And I lost my train of thought. it was kind of people were just looking up in creation and remaining in awe, but also acknowledging like how small we are. And so although a solar eclipse may not happen every day and force us into moments of contemplation, I actually wonder during that time like what it would look for our hearts to slow down long enough to just kind of think, reflect, and consider all the fingerprints God has over our lives. And so in doing so, I think this remaining in awe kind of posture kind of forces us or leads us into this rediscovery of our instinctive curiosity, our childlike curiosity, and simply enjoying God for who he is. And so for the next slide, there's a quote that I found by Miles Fidel. He's a pastor in the U.S. He shares that childlike faith is not ignorant faith. It's acknowledging that I exist in a world where I have very little control. And so I'm going to delight in the fatherhood of my maker and trust that he is for my good and his glory. Embracing submission isn't as complicated as I think we make it out to be. Children tend to ask for help pretty easily. They trust that they're being cared for and they're pretty comfortable being dependent. And in Proverbs, the book of Proverbs calls us to resist the urge to rely on our own understanding. There's a type of reverence for God that can be expressed in acknowledging our helplessness and utter need for lordship over our lives, kind of a heart of repentance. And so I think Jesus knows that by trusting and submitting, true freedom can be found. And so to recap, adopting a childlike faith opens us up to remain more in awe of who God is and acknowledge that because he holds all things together, it frees us to trust in him. And ultimately, our childlikeness should lead us to reflect on the Father that we're a child to, that whom we are a child to, by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, it unlocks this kind of new relationship we can have with God that is personal, intimate, and accessible. And so going back to that photo of me at 9, I think about this like posture I had of coming boldly with questions, eager to listen, and just happy to be in the presence of my favorite author. And so I hope that we can kind of consider our relationship with God in a similar way. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the St. George's Leeds Sermon Podcast. For more talks or information, visit stgs.org.uk.